It's time for Agriculture, presented by Turkana Farms in Germantown, New York, a small-scale producer of heritage breed livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres. They also produce a full array of garden vegetables, many of them heirloom varieties raised naturally, as well as an assortment of berries, including raspberries, blackberries, gooseberries, black, red, and white currants, mulberries, and elderberries. And now, here's Mark Scherzer.
You mother, blah, 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 I screamed as I entered the vegetable garden yesterday morning. To be honest, I didn't know who I was yelling at, but I knew there was a gap in garden security somewhere. Something had selectively eaten the most advanced broccoli crowns, the ones I was eyeing for dinner as soon as Eric got back to the farm, and the loss was driving me to distraction. I have been distinctly of two minds about the garden of late. On the one hand, I thought that I would prefer above all else to work in the garden full time. I'd be happy as a clam. The days when I can devote every hour to digging, planting, weeding, and watering are when I feel most at peace with the world. On the other hand, I've been worried that there's perhaps something unhealthy about this passion. Have I carried it to a degree that I will become a cartoonish object of ridicule? What would people think, for example, if they saw me in my constant and not necessarily winning battle with mugwort? Particularly in areas I've left fallow in seasons past, this weed has become rampant. At this point of the season, it has reached a height of 5 to 6 feet. A few years ago, I thought I might turn this scourge into a gold mine by growing mugwort commercially, binding the leaves of the plant into sheaves and selling them to those seeking the benefits of moxibustion, a traditional Chinese medicine technique, which either brings smoke of the smoldering sheaths near acupuncture points or applies dried cones of crumbled mugwort leaves to affected areas. It's used to treat such ailments as knee osteoarthritis and bradycardia. But I've had no time for that project, and as I reduced the area planted in veggies, I only got ever more mugwort. I'm now on a campaign of eradication. I am manically pulling stalks up by the root and digging up the very substantial, interconnected, and seemingly impenetrable networks of mother root that occur every few feet, from which underground runners spread rapidly through the garden. Constant contact with the weed has so discolored my fingers that my phone no longer recognized my thumbprint. Last week, I was stung twice in one day as I first pulled up mugwort that sheltered a colony of ground bees, and then later came upon a wasp's nest constructed on a mugwort stalk in the middle of another thicket. I am determined to prevail by getting to the root cause of this invasion, something that some might see as an irrational and futile quest. But I might be considered even more ridiculous if you witnessed my efforts to protect the garden from animals, the invaders that are eating it. Am I destined to become a Farmer McGregor, infuriated at the critters who gorge themselves on his vegetables? Will I end up spending all day in hapless pursuit of little Peter Rabbit? For a time, the fencing job Eric and I had almost completed seemed to be holding things at bay. Things that had been eaten last summer were growing. Then, about 2 weeks ago, I saw that a groundhog had burrowed under the fence at the south end of the garden, even though I had put chicken wire underground on the outside of the fence. I ended up closing that entry point by adding chicken wire to a considerable depth underground on the inside of the fence as well, and breathed a sigh of relief. No further burrowing. But a couple of days later, I saw some leaves of Swiss chard eaten and spotted a baby rabbit hopping about. The damage was fairly minimal, and luckily I saw where the bunny exited under an as yet unwired section of the east fence. I immediately finished that wiring. A day later, though, more major damage. Almost all my Brussels sprouts leaves were devoured, a substantial amount of Swiss chard, and a sunflower. Even though it's planted within a 2-foot-high internal chicken wire fence, a broccoli plant was pulled up. Was it a deer? I had seen a doe and her fawn in the backyard, although I wasn't sure how they had breached the 8-foot perimeter fencing. Or a groundhog. The next morning, the groundhog theory got more traction when I noticed the double gate on the west side of the garden had been pushed open just enough for something to squeeze through the middle. And when the following morning, a board I put between the two gates to close up that gap had been pushed aside for a further incursion. I took radical action to secure that gate by holding the board in place with concrete pieces and a large rock. And yesterday morning, the gate was undisturbed. But the broccoli was not. Those crowns I was counting on for dinner when Eric arrived were gone. It was then that I screamed my epithet at the unknown perpetrator. The broccoli bed is now covered with netting, and the hunt for the point of vulnerability continues. If humans were ever to become extinct, I have the feeling that this part of the world would become entirely dominated by mugwort and groundhogs. Yesterday, I was fantasizing about someone giving me the choice to eradicate just one of them. At first, I thought, how could I decide? It would be like asking whether I'd want to make Putin or Trump evaporate. But then I thought, the mugwort is simply a rampant opportunist, out to take advantage of any situation it encounters, but along the path of least resistance, and with no particular guiding principle evident beyond that. Kind of like Trump, and in a way easier to combat. The groundhog is guided by a specific desire for certain prizes and will spend every hour of the day trying to figure out how to get it. They both do lots of damage, but the Putin-like groundhog, demonically fixated on snatching away particular prizes, is my priority. Where is the genie that will give me that option?
Agriculture is underwritten by Turkana Farms, LLC, a small-scale producer of heritage-bred livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres in Germantown, New York. More information, 518-537-3815.